This is the Chrissy Swan Show.
Karma is a god. Ooh. Everybody, karma's a relaxing thought. Yes, my queen and savior. Did you know that I have finally come up with my favorite off the tortured poets department?
What is it?
I'll tell you next.
Chrissy's clickbait.
Now, do you remember we were having that discussion yesterday about Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
And how on earth she could have been at the roast for Tom Brady performing.
Yeah.
A good job, too.
Full glam on full stage glam. In front of everybody.
And then also in the same sort of news cycle be, you know, jaw-droppingly snatched, as they said in the article at the Met Gala.
Unable to breathe.
I'm going to ask a question from a normal woman. How do you get a waist that small? Like, what sort of scaffolding is used?
I don't know, Swanny, but it's a bloody good ad for Skims, if that's what she's wearing.
Do you think that's what it is? Because
nah, it's got to be more than that.
Extraordinary. Tom has something to say.
What? A Zempic.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I don't think, what? Ozempic that only affects the waist.
Correct, and removes ribs. Like, it can't do that.
I'd expect better from a representative of your people, Tom. So, it turns out this is how it happened. Kim, like, she's got to slow down or she's going to have a nervous breakdown. She was at both of those events. Then she hopped on a private jet and headed for Hamburg, Germany to go to a summit.
Oh, so that's why she didn't go to any of the after parties.
Come on now. Like, surely she has somebody organising her schedule
and
where she has to. She can say, guys, I'm only one woman and I've got 7,000 kids.
Do you know what, Swanee, though? I think she's not unlike you and I don't think she's good at doing nothing or being chill. I think like us, she likes to be nuts. Obviously, it's a different level of nuts to you and I, but you know how we always say we're no good when we're not working and doing sort of nothing.
I do understand that. I mean, I relate to Kim Kardashian in that way.
I think that's what it's like. I think she must really love everything she does.
Or she could be running away from all those children.
Yeah, that.
And I have time for that as well. I was going to tell you a story about Hugh Jackman that I sort of read and skim read. It's pointless. It's nothing.
Okay. Well, tell me.
It's all made up.
Let's
rubbish.
Ditch that.
Who cares?
And
do you know what I mean? It's like people get divorced all the time. He's fine.
Also, I can't wait to see who Hugh Jackman's dating next, if you know what I mean.
Me too. No, me too.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. What are you suggesting?
No, what I want to know, Chrissy Swan, is your favourite song from the Tortured Poets Department.
My favourite. And I am asked at least a dozen times a day via direct message on my Instagram account. And I wasn't really ready to answer. I had a few and I am ready to answer now. My absolute favourite. I am now finally fully across the 31 songs that we were given as a magical gift from our Queen and Saviour. My favourite is Robin. My favourite is actually Robin. It's on the second drop. And it is, I knew that it was my favourite because I kept on saying in my car, hey Siri, play Robin by Taylor Swift on Spotify.
Way to go,
Tiger. Get around it. Wait for this bit. It soars.
Higher and higher.
I also like My Boy Always Breaks His Favourite Toys.
That is a very, very good song. That's my close second, but my favourite is this one. This is an absolute tune.
Act like it's my birthday every day.
Yeah, it's great. And I would again expect that from you.
The Chrissy Swan Show.
But first,
Chrissy's clickbait.
All right, first things first, Travis Kelce has been cast in Ryan Murphy's FX series Grotesquerie. I don't know who Ryan Murphy is. I don't know what Grotesquerie is, but I'm just thrilled that because he is seeing my queen and saviour, that he is suddenly an actor. And I'm mad.
Are you actually thrilled about this,
though,
Swanee?
Yes, I am.
Why? We've already got him hosting Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader or whatever over there? He plays NFL. Do you really need to start acting now, bro?
No. Do you know why?
Why?
I want to see him. I want him to pass muster. I have only ever seen him on mute dancing with my queen and saviour.
Like the big bogan he is.
Who looked like she was under the weather from something that he had supplied her. And I want to see more of him to see if he's worthy of my queen and saviour, Taylor Swift.
Well, you know he's got that full reality show he did trying to find him a girlfriend. Maybe you could go back and watch that and get to know him a bit
And he's
better.
Also got a podcast, but I think they talk about sports and I'm not interested.
Yeah, no, the potty's not for us.
I don't care about that. I want to see if he's a creative, if he's a creative talent like my queen and saviour.
Also, how does he have time to do this, Swanee? Like, shouldn't he be training or something?
Yes. I think he's been carried away by the whole thing. Having said that, that photograph of him is stunning.
Oh, I reckon he's getting better looking.
Is that a recent photo or is
yeah.
that old?
No, that's recent.
Strong, and I love the two earrings.
Yeah.
That is a very happy man. He is being serviced more than a Quest department, let me tell you.
Dead. Hey, Swanee, yes. You were saying in the song before how you love dudes with a bit of nail polish.
Yes, I do. I love men with nail polish.
Maybe Trav, because he's rocking the two earrings, he should start rocking like a white Tom Sandoval-esque nail polish.
Yes, or like a dark green, and then all the Swifties will be like, oh my God, she's releasing something to do with
it's
folklore.
It's an Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay, now, there has been a scandal. There's been a shooting at Drake's mansion. Please tell me everything about it because I feel like this is the tip of the iceberg.
It is, Swanee. Yes, 2 a.m. this morning in Toronto, the security guard that stands outside Drake's house was shot.
Yes.
Now, over the weekend, a massive beef sort of blew up online between Kendrick Lamar, who's another major rapper, and Drake.
Yes.
Now, I feel like...
What did Kendrick Lamar release?
Pull up, Drake. Get down, Drake.
Are you having a seizure? Are you okay?
I'm sorry, I should have had some
what
Kendrick.
What is that? Po up, drank.
It's called swimming pools. Guys, people listening will know what I mean.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I don't have Kendrick Lamar because we're Nova.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Stop.
Are you all right?
No, I'm trying to find...
Po up, drank.
He was on this with SZA. Oh, of course, it's her bit.
That one I love.
Now,
all the stars. I love this song. I'm putting it on my playlist right now.
I would argue that Drake is a bigger artist than Kendrick Lamar, right?
Mm.
But Kendrick Lamar has actually received more awards and he's won like Album of the Year 3 times.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. They started dissing each other in tracks over the weekend. And I'm talking like every hour there was a new track coming out. So like Kendrick would diss Drake. Within an hour, Drake would release a track dissing Kendrick.
It was like insult
Kendrick.
Tennis. How did they
insult
have them
tennis.
Ready?
I don't know. They must have both been just sitting in the studio. But the disses in the track, Swanee, were really bad. Like, I'm not even going to say the words that Kendrick called Drake.
Yes.
It's like the worst you could be called.
What is diss short for?
Diss. Like you're
dismissing.
Dissing someone.
Dismissing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never even thought about that. It's just you're dissing someone.
Dismissing. I looked out there to Tom and just big shrug.
Don't go all English teacher on us.
Who cares? I'm interested in semantics.
Okay. Anyway, the thing is with this shooting, the big question is it someone from Kendrick Lamar's team who has done this?
So they had a big slanging match via music. My God, it sounds like the West Side Story, like the Jets versus the Sharks. And then somebody has ended up shooting at Drake's. Get a grip, boys.
I mean, allegedly. I'm just guessing that this is what's happened.
Of course it is.
Feels too,
of course it is.
Too close together for that to happen.
I love it. I've got to go because a courier is at my house and he's calling me now. And you know, if you miss it, that's it. Now check this out.
The Chrissy Swan Show is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au.